Spirit makes me feel happy, but when that comes down, it isn't a feeling, it's a very closer. All the it's different. But it's sent from God. He said, Brother Branham, the ministry of angels, that was back in the Old Testament, like Daniel and so forth. But that's an error from me. That is wrong. Now, he said, since the Holy Ghost comes, the Holy Ghost leads the church. That's the truth. The Holy Ghost leads the church. That is true. But there is ministry of spirit sent from God. A special gift. Now, let me just ask you this, and then you... We all know that John the Baptist was a Christian or a holiness man. Don't you believe so? A Holy Ghost man. He was born from his mother's womb, so the Holy Ghost. But it was an angel that came down and announced his birth, Gabriel. Is that right? Before Zachariah. Mary, Gabriel came again. Now, angels come to people, but when Gabriel comes, it's something major. Gabriel major. Gabriel will announce the second time, the crown of the mother's God, the baby Christ will announce. Now, notice this. They can say, well, they were before the Holy Ghost came. Well, after the day of Pentecost, when they received the Holy Ghost, how many here believe Philip had the Holy Ghost that day? Now, who was it? The Holy Ghost told him to go to the desert? The answer was it the angel of the Lord that appeared to him. Not the Holy Ghost, the angel of the Lord. Is that right? Appeared to him. How many believe that Peter, St. Peter had the Holy Ghost? Let's see your hands, sure. You all believe. But when he was in prison, and he had a prayer meeting at John Mark's house, it was the angel of the Lord that came into the prison. Is that right? He had the Holy Ghost. How many believe Paul had the Holy Ghost? Well, after 14 days, there was no moon, stars, or light, he was down in the gallery praying. And he came out to give of the church, for the angel of the Lord, whose servant I am, was for me last night. Is that right? The angel of the Lord. How many believe John the Revelator had the Holy Ghost? Sure he did. Well, the whole book of Revelation was revealed to him by an angel. And John fell down to worship the angel. Is that right? He said, see that you do it not. No true angel would stand to be worshipped. That's right. They don't want to be worshipped. Worship God. For I am of the fellow servants to the prophets. And those which had the testimony of Jesus Christ. He was an angel sent from God. John or those apostles or anyone, the Holy Spirit is in the church. And the teachers here, all the scriptures will teach you these things. There's 9 spiritual gifts in the church. They operate anywhere in the church. For instance, if this pit here tonight can seal the entire body of Christ, the Holy Spirit leads the body of Christ. And in this body, there's 9 spiritual gifts. They are here in the body. Gifts of healing, gifts of prophecy. It might fall upon someone here tonight, this lady sitting here, this man or this man, and he may give a prophecy, and it would be true. But it would never work on him maybe again. He might come back and say, that doesn't make him a prophet. That makes we're in the body. By one spirit, we're baptized in the body and subject to these gifts. And when the body said, yeah, remember what Paul said, something reveals the one thing by name, Holy Jesus, and so forth. I said, that's the apostolic church. That's what it should be now. And in that, there might be one tonight for the prayer of faith, that would heal someone. That gift of healing might be on them tonight. It might be upon this lady here tomorrow night, upon this man over here the next night. It might come back to her. It's in the church, the body. Now, those are the 9 spiritual gifts that's in the body. Now, they work through the body. But then there is gifts and callings without repentance. That's an vindicated prophet sent from God. From, you don't receive it. That's a gift sent from God that's born from your birth. Come down through, and been tested down through. That's a prophet, not a gift of prophecy. Whoever stood to judge Isaiah to see whether his prophecy was right, they know from his time through that he was a prophet. Who stood to say to Jeremiah, when God told him to name a prophet, for he was born from his mother's womb? Not only through his life, they know he was a prophet. But this spirit of prophecy is in the church now. He said, if one prophesies, let two or three judge. See, if it's the wrong spirit, God is the church. See, this is the day and the order. So the teachers will get those things later on. But what I mean is they haven't already got into them. So did the church. It's time that the church needed some good old-fashioned apostolic teaching of God to get the thing lined up. The gifts and callings are in the church, but the people don't know how to control themselves. They don't know how to take a hold of God. And why I've asked the managers today and talking to them, I said, give me an opportunity. then was to advertise to the voice of meetings and ministers who would write, I'm not a preacher, but I do love God. And the funds between my healing campaigns, let me come to individual churches and so forth and teach and preach the word, just like that, in the individual churches. So I believe we're living in the last days, just in the shadows of the coming of the Lord. And I know I have to give an account for a lot, and I want to be able to say that day, Lord, I've done the best I could. You say, I want you to say, well done. And say, well done. And I want to do all that I can to help the people. Now, this is the answer. When I come to pray for the sick, I stay in my room, and I fast much, and I pray much, and I seek the Lord, and come down, and minister to the people. And he does the thing.
Thank you.
giver out of the power of the home. The flutter there on the place back denied the smith. Speak a last time Jesus in the meeting of the Holy Spirit. He needs to God and the Holy Ghost. God needs to have a great experience.
God has never left himself without a testimony. There's
always see somebody somewhere that God could put his hand and say, here it comes first. He's always, it's gotten down to sometimes just about one letter. But God has always had a witness. You believe that, don't you? Noah and Abraham, many times, and prophets and so forth. But he's never left himself without an earthly witness that he can work through, speak through, he would go out in the criticism and declare him. That's right. And I'm thankful he's got many, many hundreds of words now that he can work through. Just before the time. I see our manager, Brother Williams. He's reading me a letter of the Baptist preacher that ordained the Baptist church. And he, I told him about the vengeance the Lord had given him, and he made fun of that. He criticized. When I told him about the angel coming, he said, what did you eat for supper today? I better run back over. I said, brother, I do not appreciate this. All right, if you don't want me, there'll be somebody who will receive for God has sent me. And I shall go. He said, take it around the world and go and spread it with him. Well, amen. I never took it, but the Lord has sent it. And his plan. And he had a great letter, Brother Lindsay, in his house of this Baptist minister, now a apologizing greatly. Writing to Brother Lindsay the first in the paper that he apologizes. He said, if I had been more spiritual, he would understand more about the power of God and how deeply these things were done. The colony sent the days of my brother. I had nothing to do with the country, none of my life. My family was none of them Christians, or nothing. Yeah, I was just born at that time, and God ordained it, that 5 years and up. Nothing in myself I could say, even a Christian crazy thing, no. But when my people become Christians, I remember the first one in the family, my mother, and my baptized way down in the river, and then my old grandfather, 95 years old, with his arms swinging around his neck, went all down at the bank. Now, Simeon was an old man, but he was God's witness. I remember, he had a great reputation. I know that I'm speaking tonight with ministers who had great reputation, people, the Christian parents are here. But the best reputation you ever had was being a Christian. Now, Simeon was a great man, but now the Holy Ghost came down and revealed to him, holy Lord, that he was not going to die until first he'd seen the Lord's Christ. Now, it was a spiritual revelation by the Holy Spirit that he was not going to see death until he'd seen Christ. I remember he was old, but he was, that, I imagine someone said, well, that fellow's just a little off in his head. Well, if we've been looking for Jesus, for Christ to come for 4,000 years, great man, from Adam on down, had looked for the one seed to come and root the servant's head. They looked for the Christ for 4,000 years. That's right, people, you know that. But you're an old man, old age. But I'm not going to die until I see the Christ, or the Holy Spirit told me so. For a good reason, isn't it? You believe I was told him. You knew? The Holy Spirit put in the revelation, you're not going to die, Simeon, until you see the Lord Christ. Simeon said, amen, I believe. Take right with it. All right. Now, we haven't got two Holy Spirits. There's only one. And that same Holy Spirit that revealed that to Simeon is in the building tonight. I love the Word. The Holy Spirit feeds on the Word of God. Christians should always read the Bible, for the Holy Spirit feeds, its food is the Word of God. Man shall live by bread alone. Amen. There it is. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what the Christian lives on. The Word. And the Holy Spirit loves the Word, and it's here tonight to receive the Word. And it's in you, and as the Word comes forth, then the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and reveals it. Simeon, this old man now, he's 80, was revealed by the Holy Spirit that he wasn't going to die until he'd seen the Lord Christ. the pole was not off the road. And he said, I've seen Brother Branham fall down on the platform. That had a cancer. That he'd be well for the other man to go ahead and testify and tell the people to testify of their healing before they were healed. To go out of the audience, to call the day, go ahead and testify, to believe God and testify. But then he goes around and says those people were healed. I said, the only thing I can do is make you turn that out of his word for a prophet. He said, that's the reason divine healing is controlled by healing. Man, that's what people do not understand. There's no other way in the world to be healed only through divine healing. Look, Abraham believed God. And he testified concerning the things that were of not when he had God's word back as a enough for Abraham. 25 years later, the promise came to come to pass. That the day we put Esau in stress and work, they had a son before he had done because the day he was disgusted to think, oh, well, I ain't the editor to think you can't see the power of this. You know what I mean? All right. That's what you expect. When you believe it in your heart, you say so. You do not look at people. If you look at people, for sure you are. Anytime, human look to the natural things always lost the difference. Look, talk about the Christians. What a Jonah. In the belly of a whale, we're looking for. First thing, he was captured. And he was bound hands and feet. And he was thrown out of his ship in a stormy sea. A whale was sorry, always want to see. The water was cold on the feet, he goes back to the bottom, up the little feet, lay his feet out of the bottom and rest. The sea is probably 20 miles deep by out the river, but a great deep whistling for the country. All right, let's go to 5 miles deep. And there is Jonah, backslid, ruined from God, hanging down behind him on a stormy sea, 5 miles deep in the sea, where a whale goes. If you look this way, the whale goes. That way, the whale goes. Right up, the whale goes. Everywhere you look, the whale goes. How about Simpson? He had a lot of Simpsons around. But he said, a lying baby. He said, that's more of a lot of country of the one temple was. He knew that when the temple was dedicated, that Solomon prayed a prayer and said, about people being in trouble anywhere like that, and they looked towards this holy temple, it's greater than here than heaven. And he believed that God heard Solomon's prayer with Jonah, that's it, the belly of a whale, 5 miles deep, whale coming all around him, could look towards a natural earthly temple where a prayer of an earthly man had been prayed, and believed that God heard, how much more ought you and I, Christians, bound with diseases, look towards the heaven. Well, Christ sits at the right hand of God with his own blood making loud intercession now for anything. Symptoms, they're lying vanities. Don't receive them. Don't have nothing to do with them. If you look at them, you're looking away from God. We look at the unseen. Not at what we see. No one can look at what they see and be a Christian. You've got to believe the things that's unseen for by faith are you healed. Not by sight or by feeling. What if someone come up in the morning to your door, this first agent, and brought a whole basket full of rattlesnakes and had your name on it. Say, here they are, they're yours. You know they're there, just like you know your symptoms are there. If you receive them, they're yours. But you don't have to take them. You can say, I don't want them, say your name's on them. Say, I don't want them. I won't have them. You can stand there and argue as much as you want to. But until you take them and sign for them, they're belong to the express company until you sign for them. Don't sign for nothing but other ways. Say that here, so I refuse to have it. That's right. Take it back. Have nothing to do with it. If you won't testify that you've got it, and you testify you still have your sickness, the devil keeps it with you, but refuse to testify of it. Say, I won't have it. Nothing. Oh, my. That's when you're getting faith. Give your faith a chance. Turn it loose. Unwind it. Let it work. You've got it all bound down under tradition. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Let God have his way with you. Somebody's word's right. Either what you're looking at or what God says. God's word is true. believe it. All right. But the first time you testify of your sickness, it brings you right down to that lamb again. You sign for it. Refuse to sign for it. Testify what you believe. Remember, I had stomach trouble. So bad, even the doctor said another open chance for a letter of mail, too. I accepted him upon this scripture. He's the high priest of my confession. I said, I refuse to testify anymore, nothing but what God said. I believe his word. Jesus died to heal us. Everyone of you is healed. Everyone of you is healed right now. Jesus has already healed you. You just have to confess it. You believe it. That's right. By whose stripes you were, that's his deal. That's when he did it at Calvary. That's when he overcome all sickness and sin and all at Calvary for you. Just like a table set. It's there. One thing you have to do is believe. You have to accept it, believe it in your heart, and confess it. And he's the high priest of your confession. When I started to eat and saw the first mouthful, the doctor said, one mouthful, you need to give the testimony. Well, you die right now. And I eat beans and cornbread and onions. Yes. I felt it and I asked the blessing over it and got it in my mouth and chewed it up and swallowed it. The devil said, you were dying. Here, come that back up. I helped my hand over my mouth and swallowed it back again. I said, no, sir. I refuse. No, sir. Somebody's right. You want my assistance to what God says. I listen to what he says. I went out on the street and the hot water ran out of my mouth. And I was saying, that's how I will. I do believe that Jesus, he was knocking. I said, how you feeling? I said, wonderful. You heal? Sure. How you feeling? Fine. Anything wrong with nothing? You go. Right again. How you feeling? Fine. Are you healed? Sure. I say that for this day after day, week after week, and I was healed one morning. I've been easy. I'm talking all these words. Nobody ever cast it away from me, but the Word said so. And the Word of God will defeat Satan any place, any time, anywhere, on any condition. That's right. That's what it is. It's God's Word. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my Word shall never fail. Believe it. Yet we're at it to steal away faith. But faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word. That's where faith comes. By hearing the Word, the foundation. It's just like this. Jesus, the God said, come unto you all the ends of the earth and drink. A little tree when it's planted in the earth, a little apple tree about that big, is stuck right out in the ground. Every apple that will ever be on that tree, every blossom, every leaf, every limb, that will ever be on that tree in a dry thing. If it isn't, where does it come from? Now, the tree is put in the ground, and the only thing the tree does is drink. It just drinks until it swells out and swells out until it pushes out limbs, blossoms, apples. And Christ is the inexhaustible fountain of life. We are planted in him by the Holy Spirit and then it's drank from him. Every person that's a Christian. But the devil don't care how much you come to Christ as long as you don't drink. You can stand at the table in your mouth and say, well, I'm here. You're afraid to turn your faith loose. See? I love guns. A man in the last meeting in Minneapolis, a brother knows my weakness, I love to hunt. And he gave me a rifle. Know how I love it. A hunting. Rifles and beaches. So he said, I've got the rifle set at home. It's for hunting. If I never use it, it'll never do me no good. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, everything that you have need up for earth journeys in you then. Turn it loose and let it go to work. Let your faith loose and believe God. Now, Simeon had a promise of the Holy Spirit. That he wasn't going to die until he'd seen the Lord's Christ. And he wasn't afraid to testify of it either. Someone say, sure, he said, but he'll be here. The Holy Spirit told me so. How marvelous. Don't you love that? When I'm telling people, yes, I'm not going to die until I see. Why, Cindy and I quit saying that because you're a great man among the seminaries in the church. But I tell you, brother, seminary or cemetery or whatever you call it, all about the same thing. So, nothing against it all, either. A seminary minister always reminds me to eat the bigger chicken. This church never got no man to go to, but when you're born again, brother, it don't make a difference about a seminary experience. You've got a father who will watch over you and have a spirit to take God. No matter what the people says, it's what God said to people. Somebody's right and wrong. Not what he was brought out from the hatchery, but what God said about it. That's right. Now, notice, standing in this chair, he said, oh, the Holy Spirit told me so. I want you to know. Now, they didn't have a press in those days. And they didn't have radio and television as we have today. So the only way they could send messages was write a letter from mouth to ear. Back over on the hills of Judea one night, the angels came down to train to some shepherds and said, go down to Judea, Bethlehem, or down there at Fort Christ the Lord. Some wise men, astrologers, came from over in other part of the country, came over to visit. They guys came to visit the Christ, for they seen the sign of heaven in the city, going to stop. So one morning they came to pass into the temple, close to them, and the part of the one morning in the temple, let's imagine it's on Monday morning. They're all busy around the temple, and Simeon's out in the prayer room praying. Mothers all came up to the temple, the same people in Jerusalem that day, and they come to offer purification and serve the priest's father for 8 days. Oh, let's see, there were 50 mothers standing lined up that morning, ready for circumcision, offering of this. Some others standing out there, two lambs for lambs, whatever it was. That was a rich child who offered lambs. But a poor child had to offer fertilizer. Look all down to that, lay down the line. Notice, I see a little bags of mothers standing with a baby wrapped in silence cloth. Holding two little turtle doves in the head of the heart. Adding to the floor, I'm glad God loves the poor people. I see her turn up her face and smile. She's going in up towards the face. All of a sudden, among all of that mass of people, the Holy Spirit spoke out there to me. Here he comes, just at the last minute. Take a look into the people. I mean, I come through the people. Walk right down that line and stop. But where that mother was, picked up that baby and gone through the law. Let our servant depart from Jesus according to your word, for my eyes see for salvation. Why? He had the promise of the Holy Spirit. That's how the Holy Spirit lay. For the Holy Spirit promises, he knew the promise here. So if the Holy Spirit promises, he can see how the baby's going right down the line. And you're going to come out led by the Holy Spirit. The same time, there was an old woman there claiming to be blind, a man, a robber. Maybe she's way over in the corner playing that check. All at once, the Holy Spirit moves on the earth. There she comes, waving to the people. Moving around, turning to that people, blind, standing to the way of the dead, and then she dropped her. What was it? The Holy Spirit moved. How those people to have the promise. How many of you are not going to the divine healing? Listen, man. Isn't it strange that you think the divine healing is God can heal you both? Isn't it strange that the Holy Spirit moves and gives you the life and life support? Don't you think it's a strange thing? That the Holy Spirit can heal you right up to the right place now? He can be healed right now? You're at the right place at the right time. The same Holy Spirit that led Simeon has led you there tonight. Are you going to have a promise of the Holy Spirit you're going to meet them? You believe that? Or is it stranger right here tonight? The same Holy Spirit that led Simeon has led you. Just at the right place. I mean, you mean.
Yeah. Got all those lines, energy turned down, things
sounds like this is the problem that we're going to do, so we just hold that on, hold on. So all of our money's gone, but we had just about $3 left. The last night I prayed all night long that we didn't pass before our money was burned out the enemy. And said, we okay, the hotel room. And said, morning about 4 o'clock. He said, the Lord won't be able to read. He said, we're going to have to go to the cafeteria at 9 o'clock. Oh, God. I look in my watch, it's just exactly 9. Oh my, the Spirit of Lord, on me, I lay my hands up on the brother and try to straighten him out like that. What people do screaming. I sit down and went on out like that. And when I try to tell him, Mother, we're rejoicing. Just as I went out the door, there was a lady from Chicago, dressed real fine, young lady, fell on the street. Oh, Jesus, thank you. And I said, stand up, sister. She crumbled and got me by the radical. I tucked her up in her hand. I said, what's the matter? She said, oh, brother, grandmother's dying. I said, it's cancer. He said, it's such a horrible thing. He said, I just couldn't go. I know I can't live for 2 days. The nails are turning down her in grave. And he's malignant. I said, can't be burned to do my toes are so tight that I just couldn't go any farther. I said, I prayed and the Lord told me this morning in a dream to be very near his cafeteria on the outside of 10 minutes past 9. There it was. Oh, my. We went on down the street. We started walking on down. What a moment her toes was loose on her where the Holy Spirit was healing. We went right on down the street. I was going to start across the street, and something said, don't cross the street. We went over to a drugstore to get a little coloring book for the baby. He had teeth in the room all day. I said to the wife, I said, you all go ahead and go right through the alley and have it all stand out, or I'll be down in a few minutes. And so I said, he tells me to wait here. I stood there for about 20 minutes. I see my wife get the book and things wrong. So I waited there just a little bit. And there's a senator looking. I went back with the confession happening. You know, I got back in the corner. I said, oh, heavenly Father, what is this? What is this? What is this? I waited just a little bit. You can't just imagine. You've got to ask him. It's a voice that's coming into your mind. It said, go down to the corner. I went down to the corner and stood there. It crossed over. Went over to the other side. Stood there. About 10 minutes. The cop kept blowing his whistle in the traffic with that Jesus tag, flying so forth. I stood there. After a while, there was a, I seen a woman coming behind all the rest of the traffic. She had a little check it direct in one of those Canadian hands, right? And she had a talk book on her arm. She was looking sideways. And the Spirit said, go near to her. I went over and stood by her like that. Before she passed right now, looking at her with my own behind. I said, oh God, I've never seen it in my life. I know it's something. I know that is your heart. And just then she turned and looked back and she got 20, 30 feet away from me. Oh, brother, my hand. And she ran my side. And she said, oh, began to cry. I said, what's the matter? She said, they ran home from Canada. And I followed you all from Canada. She said, 2 nights, I sat in the overall lobby. She said, someone gave me a nickel. Yesterday to do something for him. But I got a cup of coffee and I ran the road out about 3 squares going here to hitchhike. Back to Canada, said, they can't have to get so much money when they come over here. And so as they go back to Canada, they'll have 1 5 cents for coffee. And so they went over out of crying, going out and said, Lord, I'll always be like this again. And the Holy Spirit said, turn to your right. So now across the street, I didn't know where I was going. And I said, what's your trouble? She put my hand over there, man. Said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that voice is coming here. It's not like that. He popped in and he said, I know you, brother man. 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 Brother man, you got all the trouble. Just in a minute, let me stand there. Sorry, let me see it. Sorry, let me stand on out in the storm. I just noticed that the folks at the door is just coming. Went out, was back to town on time right now. He thinks that it's a moment or two long way to wait. The plane was forced down. This is inside out. But I don't cry with everyone all the time. So I was forced down at 4 feet home. Last I sent at 4 feet back to the going over to Texas. Went to Texas from the back. And I said, there's a storm forced down. So I stayed all night. The next morning, they told me to get there. Down to that. The owner called me. He was 9 o'clock down at the rent. So I'm at the. Well, I got out and had some mail, I had to stand back, and I thought, well, how far am I from the post office? I went on last month, and this stuff, he's crazy, I got my travel mail, it's a beautiful morning, it's sunny out, it's raining out, and I was going 9 to 10, that old phone, 10 o'clock, people tell me, what is it that? People all over everywhere, every part, it's all flaming, with the fire, it's all in place, the house, and the telling me how far and how it's power, something like that, you know. I was going down to the same night to the all night to my staff, and I had to go upon the control of Jehovah God and grace you up. How marvelous, you know, when the birds are singing in the trees, and I thought, isn't it wonderful, isn't it wonderful? Going home last night, I started across the street, and I heard the angel of God, he just came here and he said, back here. I waited a little bit, I went to see him, and I started across the street, and I just couldn't do it. I moved back up in the corner, and I said, oh, Father, what is it you would have to do? I was nervous in a hurry. People thought I had to get the money. I said, I was nervous in a hurry. I said, well, what would you have to do? You let me stay where I was at home. I got time to do it. I heard his voice, they turned and go back. Well, I don't know. I never questioned. I just went and started going back. Went down the street, passed by the hotel, on down, on down, on down. I go on and on. I got on down to the city. I went down there for the old maple for that little colored car down there, the little white horse places. I went on, I thought, what am I doing down here? He said, go back and here's where I'm going. I just went on there, walked up alongside the road, went down to a little place, went down towards the river, happened, and I went back. There was a very typical old East banana, hanging out over the fence like this, hanging out over the fence like this, and his shirt tied around her head. The beautiful morning is kind of high, and the stitches are spreading the roses of hope behind the flowers of the mountains. She was hanging out on the same time. She looked at me, she was looking at her. She said, good morning, Parson. Parson, that's what they call me. But good morning, Parson. I looked at her and I said, good morning, Uncle. I said, how do you know I was Parson? And she said, I told you my story, Parson. I said, what's your name? He said, Carlson was wondering about that woman who had a few pounds in the Bible. They were lower than the child in the past week. And then I said, yes, ma'am. I said, what is that? He said, I was wondering what kind of thing to do. The Lord gave me a child, and I promised the Lord I'd raise him to Christ. He said, Carlson, we cut the road and come on. We got to leave. He said, you're raising your heart down. He said, you're going to be separated. The doctor's getting up, the team's getting sick up, the team's coming to get me, and I'm going to get the doctor. He said, the doctor was still on the path. He said, you don't marry someone, but marry someone. Come on.
She said, won't you pray for us and bring him? I'm walking around, put my hand on his coat, and
I said, oh, God, all this you do. I don't understand, but you said you were on me. So I said, oh, my. Hey, get loud in here. A few minutes you were standing on the side of the bed. About a month and a half. Hey, buddy, the doctor's around, she's well. We got back to the side. He was living perfectly well. Why? That old man, he was expecting God to call the scene. She prayed and she believed. The same Holy Spirit that led her out there. The same Holy Spirit that led me down there. The same Holy Spirit that led Timmy into the river has led me here tonight. Be expecting to be healed. Now that I have been received, and let God lead you now. Or if any one of you have need of, don't you believe that? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you while we pray. Our heavenly Father, our hearts burn tonight. And we think of the great experiences that I have given to us. Some day when life is over and we meet those dear, beloved people who have been such great faith warriors, trusted and believed you. Oh God, may we sit with them around the throne of God, around the evergreen tree for the sea of life is strong. There, sit down and talk together. Years after years, that eternity rolls on. See all those who've been tried and furnaces of fire, throwing the lion's den, all in silence and foot and jail. Those who led by the Spirit down the ages, even with Christ, told the age, when the great robe of the church has been thrown around it. Oh, Father, how we thank you. Speak to our heart tonight, and may there be no feeble among us. May there be solid, patriotic faith to stand forth upon God's promise, which is infallible and has to come to pass. You promised Abraham, he believed it. You're leading us today by your Spirit. Going into the service now, ask your Father to be with us and bless everyone. Help us, I pray, for the sick, for the others out there, catch the vision. Look up, get the promise just now. Say, Father, I believe you. I have the promise. I'm here. Are you anointing? That Holy Spirit falling down like tongues of fire, setting upon each heart, burning with Christian faith and people. Bless us now, Father. May the angel which has sent forth to our church stand by tonight, speak these diseases, go over demons, thrill and scream, Lord. May your power be predominant for driving out over sick persons in the building. How these afflicted people in steady worthy chairs, bound, shaking, stroke their eyes, out in love, catch her in the Christ, in the Spirit. Grant us, Father, bless us tonight as your better children, gathered to great faith just before the great tribulation and the coming of the Son of God. All we ask it in his name. Amen.
Weary, look here, saints. God
Abraham a promise that they should inherit the land. Is that right? They're coming a long way down to the wilderness.
Then at last, at the bank, there was a stormy, rough Jordan in the month of April, coming down out of the hills of Judea to look rough. But just beyond there lay the promised land. That's where you six people are standing tonight. Hey! Joshua looked all around and seen the Israelites numbered in a million. There were no architects, bridge builders in them days among them, no material to build with. Joshua looked around, but in the midst of them there was a go-between. Something that would make the way. The Ark of the Covenant. Joshua put the Ark first with the priest and started towards Jordan. To give away when he touched Jordan and to pass over to the promised land. Why? They had the promise. Tonight, friends, who have weary smiles in the last river we come to is going to be Jordan. Is that right? I think some days I have a little home there, don't get to stay in it much. My wife's almost a stranger to me. My baby one time when I come in didn't even know he was scared of me. I changed the lock, my hair and everything else from the shoulders and boots. Wasn't her daddy. I mean, oh God, but I'm on the battlefield. Some of these days, I'm coming down to where she's afloat and learning. That's right. I'm going to raise both hands and scream to the top of my voice. Glory, Jordan. I'm going to cross over. Amen. And we're going over. It's all we had, the promise. In my father's house, as many mentioned, that it wasn't so I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Come again to this teaching to myself. Some of these lines we're going to cross over, aren't we? Now, while you're here tonight, and in need, let's cross over now into the promise, to the vast promise of your need. Is it a promise? That's for whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Is that right? St. Mark, letter 24, Jesus Christ speaking to you, his words are not fail. I said, Brother Brian Mark, you're brave, did you make a mistake sometimes? No, no. He promised me. I believe you. I can make a mistake, but he can't. His word can pray it. But pray it. And now you softly pray this. Abide with me, will you? Just want a little more. I couldn't look this way. God is not dead. The Spirit of the Lord, and I've been speaking out of stuff and have the picture this morning. I've been standing on the water the way, right here in my life side, not on the edge. That's true, I feel it coming from here to. I'm not a prophet, God. Near, always near. But you can just, someday God will maybe let you know what I mean. Just to feel how that begins to settle down.
He has her hand in his, and he's diagnosing her case.
what the angel told him. If you give the people to the angel, if this here who prays, nothing shall stand before the prayer. Now, after they will not believe, he says you'll be given two signs. But this they will believe.
He's diagnosing the case of a woman about 50 years old.
Thank you.
man's got a stroke, right? He's got a stroke. Everywhere. That face is gone. Everyone remember just